time for a media member to just join the call. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Thanks. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Difficult start to the season for you guys. A couple of close games at home, 58-56 loss to Hofstra on Saturday, and then a game 65-56 to Charleston last night in a game that was tight throughout. Before we talk about the early part of your year, talk about your first two games in conference play.
Well, obviously disappointed that we're 0-2 right now, but I love our group's competing. I think we're learning how to play on both ends of the floor, and disappointed to have lost two games at home to start the season. But I tell our guys all the time, it kind of comes down to game situations, a possession here, a possession there. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get it done against Hofstra, and kind of controlled the game yesterday against a really good Charleston team for about 30 minutes. And tip your hat to them; they made some big shots down the stretch. But love how we're competing, our energy, our effort, and we got to continue to build off of that moving forward.
With the team that you inherited with that really struggled to win games last year, is that part of the process, teaching them how to finish games and how to close games like that?
I think it is, and we're learning about our team every day. We're 15 games into the season, 7-8 right now. We've changed the lineup a little bit. We've had some guys coming off of injuries, some guys coming off of two ACL injuries that are still kind of working themselves back into the mix, and just trying to put ourselves in position to win those games. And we need to be able to do enough down the stretch to get over the hump, to believe that we can win these games. I think that's where we probably need to grow. We've been competitive, but to try to really get over the hump. I love what we're doing on the defensive end and kind of controlling tempo. We've struggled to score the basketball. I think that's an issue for us moving forward and trying to find ways to manufacture points. But, really trying to lean on our older guys and Anthony Mosley and Kasman Hayes, those guys have played a lot of basketball in their college days so far. So just kind of lean on them and trying to be positive and keep working to get better and hopefully get over the hump soon enough.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Natalie.
Kevin Tressolini from Delaware Online, your line is open.
Hey, Martin, how has Ryan Daly maybe surpassed any of your expectations in the beginning of his freshman year here? I mean, I know you had great confidence in him and high hopes for him, but mm-hmm. are there some ways that he's maybe kind of surpassed what you expected or gone beyond what you thought he had in him?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's he started off the season a little slow. I think he was nervous. He was excited to be out there, but he's just got better in our system, and I think there's more confidence in his ability to contribute right away. We've got him in the starting lineup. I've used the term he's kind of the ultimate competitor, and when he's on the floor, just kind of makes things happen. He has a great belief and spirit and competitive spirit about him. I'm hoping that continues to rub off on the rest of the guys. Not surprised he's been able to produce, but I'm probably surprised at the level he's been able to produce. I mean, he's averaging 20 points a game in league play. He's averaging 10.5 rebounds. I guess nothing kind of surprises me now with him, with what he's able to do night in and night out. We've got him in the starting lineup. He's a confident guy. He's he just goes for it, and that's what I love about him. And, we got to continue to get him rest, but get him out there and find ways to get the ball in his hands. And, he's a 6'5", 215-pound kind of point forward, whatever you want to call it. He gets down there with a head of steam, and he just finds ways to – he's got a knack for the ball and find ways to score, and really, really pleased with how he's coming on, and got to continue to work to develop him.
Does it surprise you to some extent, as late as you got the job in May, that a kid like him, who is now contributing at this level, was available?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a kid. I think he had an unusual recruitment where he had committed to Hartford. That didn't work out. And, obviously the background of going to Archbishop Carroll and the head coach at Carroll was a former high school teammate of mine when we played at Carroll. So, I knew Ryan was out there, and he always wanted to go to Delaware. So he was going to really wait it out to see who got the job. And fortunately for me, I was able to get it, and the next day he committed. Now, I was excited about him. I'm even more excited about having him in our program. program in the future and knowing that they get to coach him for four more years. I love the young group of guys we have coming that will really kind of mesh well with him. But knowing you have a freshman doing what he's doing on this stage right now really excites me about our future and obviously his future in our program.
Thanks, Martin.
Yep.
Martin is a new head coach coming in with a different style of play than what had been there in the past. How do you feel like your guys have adopted to your style of plays and philosophy?
You know, I think we're a work in progress. I think I've used that term a lot. You know, I don't want to talk about how many wins we want to have this year. We just want to continue to work every day and get better. You know, obviously we want to try to implement the style of play that we utilize successfully at the University of Notre Dame. We don't have the firepower offensively, so just trying to find ways for us to be competitive and be in games. And you know, coming back off of Christmas, we were very disappointed with how we played at South Florida. But, you know, there's been a great competitive spirit and drive and fight about this group after we came back. We changed the lineup. I think we got a good nucleus of guys that are competing every day, going at each other. And, you know, I love that we continue to be competitive in these games. We got a great win against Iona after Christmas. You know, we lost two tough ones at home, but we were right in those games. And, you know, continuing to find ways to be competitive and, you know, love what we're doing on the defensive end. We got to get into a little better rhythm in the offensive area and some categories and trying to find ways to get some more points. But, you know, I like where we're going. We're continuing to compete on a daily basis. We got a great challenge coming up at Northeastern on Thursday. But, you know, I think we're moving in the right direction.
All right, Martin, thank you for your time this morning. Look forward to talking to you all season long and again next Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Rob. Take care.
That's it.